Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
The people had a heart and mind to work. We read that in Nehemiah 4:6. In San Diego, there's a famous attraction called SeaWorld. Back a few years, you could go there to see ducks on roller skates, but when you got close to them, you'd realize that their hearts weren't in it. A lot of people are like that, just going through the motions. Don't be one of them. If you want your life to count, find a cause greater than yourself and give your all to it. You recall the story of Nehemiah? He risked life and limb in order to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Even though faced with threats and obstacles, he finished the job in record time. How did it happen? Because the people had a heart and mind to work. Their heart was in the job, unlike those ducks on roller skates. An 1828 copy of Webster's Dictionary defines courage as that quality which enables us to face difficulty and danger without fear or depression. Then Webster adds the words of Moses as he transferred leadership to the nation of Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. At age 120, Moses was basically still telling the people of Israel, you got to have heart. Why? Because anything worth having is worth fighting for. It takes heart to deal with a child's willful defiance, or face your own fears, or pick up the pieces of your life and start over. It's easy to talk about what's wrong, but it takes heart to do something about it. And where does that kind of courage come from? God. So talk to Him today. That's finding courage in God from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.